as you lift a voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. So let us say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
In the course of the week, we have been praying about power for exploit. That this month of October all through to December, the Lord will grant us unusual resource. Amen. Announce to somebody by you that you will have unusual results. Or say you will have unusual results. The Lord will grant you power for exploit, and we have said that for you to have exploit or unusual results, it doesn't come naturally. That is why it is not natural resource. It doesn't come naturally. It comes by a supernatural order. Amen. That means that a certain grace must come upon you that will empower you to accomplish greatness, being it spiritually, being it physically, being it financially, in every field of endeavor. If we are going to have unusual results, then we must contact unusual grace. So I pray that today, marking the last night of our power for exploit, may you contact an unusual grace. If your amen is loud, the grace of God will locate you. The grace of God will locate you. The power of the Lord will locate you, and something your mother has never accomplished before will be wrought in your life. Something that your family have never seen before will begin to happen in your life. Something that has never been spoken of before. Scripture says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man, the things that God is about to do for somebody. Lift up your right hand and say, I am anointed for exploit. I am anointed for power. Say, I will accomplish unusual results. Say, unusual things will happen through my hands. Unusual things will happen through my life. I don't know whatever field of endeavor you find yourself, but I open you up to an unusual order of happiness. Clap your two hands, unusual order. Where the things that are coming out of your life are not usual things, are not the norm, are not a normal, it's normal that at a certain age you accomplish certain things. Are you getting it? It's normal that at a certain financial level, you achieve certain things. It is normal that if you are stemming out of a certain background, certain things should happen in your life. But there are things that can happen to you where it is not according to your age and according to your income and according to your background and the people that are surrounding you. The kind of things that when they happen to you, men shall open their mouth in awe, and they can only say that this is not by might, neither is it by your power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I pray for those order of happenings for you. If your amen is loud, you will be the one. If your amen is loud, you will be the one. Your marriage will surprise people. Your business growth will surprise people. Your academic increase will surprise people. Your financial increase will surprise people. What is about to happen in your life will bring a shock to people, because it is not according to what they see around you, but it will be according to what is on the inside of you. Clap your two hands and shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one. Take back your seat. And we spoke about certain power. We looked at the lives of certain people. And we were able to deduce certain graces that was at work. We said the first power that you need to command spiritual exploit, like Joseph, like Daniel, like Jesus, is the power of the fear of the Lord. Is the spirit of holiness. And we said the spirit of holiness, which is the power of the fear of the law, it empowers you to depart from iniquity. It equips you. You see, there are things you cannot depart from just by writing them down. There are things you cannot stop just by making a resolution that this year I will not drink anymore, that this year I will not smoke anymore. There are things that you cannot stop just by making up your mind. There are things that you can depart from by the power of the Spirit. The Bible says that for the Spirit of the law of life has made me free from the spirit or the law of death and the law of sin. So when you want to have freedom from the law of death and the law of sin, which we call addiction, what you need is not advice. Advice cannot break addiction. Tell somebody, advice doesn't break addiction. That is why you know everything and you can be counseled in every way, but you cannot stop. But what breaks addiction? What breaks controlling spirits? What can cause you to depart from certain dimensions of iniquity? The Bible calls it the law of the spirit of life. Bible says that for the fear of the law is to depart from iniquity. I stretch forth my hands in the spirit over somebody here in this season of spiritual intensification. You are receiving grace to depart from things you want to depart from. You are receiving grace to desist from the things you want to desist from. You are receiving power to say no to the things you want to say no to. If you are the one, clap your two hands and shout, I receive. And we also said that the number two power or spirit that you need to have or to command exploit is the spirit of favor. Everybody say the spirit of favor. There are things that happens to you according to natural order. And there are things that must happen to you by a supernatural order. And that order we call favor. Where things that you don't deserve, things that you don't merit, things that you have not worked for, things that you have not labored for, things that others are searching for it, or others are going in search for it, they begin to come towards you. They begin to gravitate towards you. Esau went in search for a game, went in hunt for meat, but Jacob sat right in his house and his mother handed him over meat. That is the difference between favor and labor. Somebody here, you have been laboring for results, but after tonight, you will only favor for results. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? And I declare, what you used to search for is beginning to search for you. Let your amen be like thunder. It is coming your way. The husband others are searching for, that husband is beginning to search for you. The wife others are searching for, that wife is beginning to search for you. The house others are laboring for, that house will be handed over to you. The job others are paying for, the job others are bribing for, that job shall be handed over to you. Receive, receive, receive. Clap your two hands and shout, I receive. Shakaba. Are you hearing me? And that is what brings distinction. The spirit of favor. Are you hearing me? The Bible said, for thou will bless the righteous. Proverbs 19, 17. For you will bless the righteous. And with favor, you will surround him like a shield. And I told you that favor protects. And favor delivers from fear. Favor protects. It's like a shield around you. That is where things that happen to others cannot happen to you. The Bible said that in the generation of Noah, the Lord conceived in his heart to destroy all humanity. Yet, Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. So it is favor that can preserve your place in that company when there is a mass layoff. I declare that for every situation you find yourself in, may favor preserve you. Let your amen be a witness. Let your amen be a witness. Let your amen be a witness. May favor preserve you. Shout favor. Preserve me in my workplace. Preserve my relationship. Preserve me in my family. Say favor. Surround me where people are victims. Favor will preserve me. I shall not be a victim. I shall not be a casualty. I shall not be numbered among those who are victims, among those who are casualties. Favor shall shield me. Favor shall protect me. Favor shall exempt me. May the favor of the Lord begin to exempt you. Others shall suffer from the same thing in your family, but you will not suffer from that thing in your family. You will not suffer from that thing in your neighborhood, because the Lord blesses the righteous, and with favor he shall surround him. Tell somebody, the favor of the Lord is my shield. The favor of the Lord is my shield. Shout, I am the one. Clap your two hands for the Lord. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary, the angel said that, "Oh, thou favored one. You, thou favored one. Favored among women. Among your peers, what can distinguish you is called favor. It is what can place a mark of distinction. It's like they get to you and they say that way, this one there is different. This one there, let's let him be. This one there is different. It's that thing is called favor. That when you sit with your peers, you are separated from them. You are elevated from them. You are distinguished from them. It attracts angelic attention. Mary received an angelic attention. And the angel told him why he's in his house. He said, I am in your house not because you are a virgin. I am in your house not because you are a woman. I am in your house because you have found favor with the Lord. So do not be afraid. I came to announce to 13 people here that what is about to happen to you, it will not be because you are a woman. It will not be because you are a wife. It will not be because you are a man. It will not be because you are intelligent. It will not be because your father is in the States. It will be because you are the favored gentleman. You are the favored lady. You are the favored woman. You are the favored entrepreneur. You are the favored academician. You are the favored student. You are the favored worker. You are the favorite pastor. Receive. The Bible says that favor handed over the crown to Esther. Ha! Ha! A crown that was programmed by heaven before she was born. Was lying in wait. Another head was wearing it. Shake your head and say, nobody will wear my crown. Come on, shake it. Say, nobody, no head will carry my crown. Say, no head will carry my crown. May no head carry your crown. May no head carry your crown. By the order of favor, may you carry your own glory. May you carry your own glory. May you sit on your own throne. Receive it in the name of Jesus. My daddy,
Your baby is saying, Barakata Kabarakate. I'll be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. My daddy, oh,
my daddy. Your baby is singing. Shouting for the rest of it.
Everybody sing
daddy,
it with me.
My daddy. Your pain is singing. I'll be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of it.
Nobody will carry my crown. No head will carry my glory. I receive my glory. I receive my glory.
Singing and shouting for the rest of eternity.
May no head carry the glory that is legitimately yours. May nobody sit on the seat that is rightfully yours. The Bible says that, and the king loved Esther more than all the women. Princesses came for the contest. They have been groomed from their childhood to be royals and royalties, and a slave girl without any cosmetologist and any whatever treatment, special treatments, appeared in his sight in the contest. And the Bible says that, and the king loved Esther more than all the women, and Esther had favor and grace before the king, and he handed over the crown to his head. Whatever you have been weeping about, whatever has been hanging around your destiny, it may be ministry, it may be marriage, it may be financial explosion, it may be a change of continents, a change of nation, a change of level, it may be a change of the, whatever your destiny requires and whatever your destiny is supposed to be with, it is called your destiny throne and your destiny crown. It is favor that delivers it in your hands. It is favor that delivers it to your doorstep. So I pray that that favor will locate you tonight. That favor will locate you tonight. That favor will locate you tonight. It is for those whose amen are a witness. Rebecca appeared first by favor. I will not be too late. I will not be too late. Shake your head and say, I will not be too late. Say, in all matters, I will not be too late. I'll be too late. If Rebecca had been a minute late, another woman had married Isaac. But the Bible says that as soon as the man finished praying, Rebecca appeared. As soon as they need your service, you will appear. As soon as they need someone to employ, you appear. As soon as the right person needs someone to marry, you appear. As soon as they need someone to promote, you appear. As soon as they need someone to assist, that is when you appear in their minds. Receive that favor for the right appearance. Favor for the right timing. Shout, I shall not be late. Shout, I shall not be late. Shout, I shall not be late. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Be late. You cannot be late. And you shall not be late. Amen. Oh, amen. And we'll pray. We'll pray. Yesterday I thought about all these things. We'll pray to all these things. But listen, tonight. Barakatalahash. Rekatekabrakatalahash. I want to talk to you about money. I want to talk to you about the power, another power you need that produces prosperity. Let me try to do that in just 20 minutes because I feel like praying. Let me do that in just 20 minutes. One of the powers that you need is the spirit of prosperity. Write it down. Any child of God that only operates in the spirit of holiness will be a very good child of God, but will be very poor. Because Jesus did not just operate in holiness. Bible says that he also operated in favor with God and men. That is why people's wives were coming with their husband's properties and coming with their husband's monies to come and support Jesus' ministry. I'm telling you. Herod's wife, Susanna, Mary Magdalene, on and on and on. They were coming with their prosperity to support Jesus. One of the spirits that you must carry as a young man here and a young woman here is the spirit of prosperity. Otherwise, you'll be a very, very good person, but very poor. You'll struggle on earth. And if you want to make it, you see, you can make it to heaven in two ways. You can choose to make it to heaven like a poor man, Lazarus. Or you can choose to make it to heaven like a rich man, Abraham. The choice is just yours. But I have covenanted with myself that I shall serve the Lord my God and he shall bless. And I will not carry poverty. He shall bless my bread and my water. And he shall take sickness and poverty out of my life. Yes, that's my covenant with the Lord. Per scripture. Although you can decide to be a Lazarus. Thank God that my name is Prince. It's not Lazarus. So I don't carry the destiny of Lazarus. How many of you carry the destiny of Lazarus? You will make it to heaven successfully, but in a poor order. And the Bible has made it so simple for me that my faith is connected to that of Abraham. I'm a seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus. I hear what I'm saying. So if my father was rich, why should I be poor? If Abraham ended as a rich father of faith, then I'll be a rich child of faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I refuse to carry the spirit of poverty. I refuse it. And I thought you also say it for yourself. Or you are just admiring my faith. You better say it for yourself. I refuse to carry the spirit of poverty. I refuse it. I will carry the spirit of holiness and prosperity together. Because spirituality with prosperity is a high possibility. Let me take it again. I said spirituality with prosperity is a very high possibility. Job was the richest in the East, and yet he was the most spiritual even throughout the East. So it's very, very possible. Tonight, I want to trust God with you that we will pray against the things that are in our bloodline that perpetuate poverty from uncle to son, from father to son, from mother to daughter. Anything responsible for poverty, the order of poverty will be crushed in the name of Jesus. So the spirit of prosperity is the power that produces wealth and prosperity. It's an undeniable fact that God wants us to prosper and command financial exploit. 3 Job 1 verse 2. He said, beloved, I wish above all, other versions say, I pray for you. Ha. I pray for you that you will prosper in all things, in health, even just as your soul prospers. It's a prayer that I pray for you. It's a prayer that I pray for you. In Psalm 35 verse 27, the Bible says that let the Lord be magnified. He was praising God. That let God be magnified. Why? Because he delights and takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God is not a wicked God who wants us to close from church and walk home without money in our pockets and hunger before we come back. That's not the plan of God. When you see any good Christian in hunger and in famine, it is not the plan of God. Poverty is not a sign of spirituality. Announce to the one by you, your poverty does not authenticate your spirituality. Are you hearing me? Your poverty is not a sign that you are spiritual. The fact that you cannot wear the wig song does not mean that you are spiritual. The fact that you cannot wear the gown some does not mean that you are spiritual. The fact that you cannot be on the hill some does not mean that you are spiritual. Your poverty does not approve your spirit. It does not validate spirituality. I get what I'm saying. Now you see some people who are on social media now trending. When they started and then they were poor, they were preaching against dressing. One popular evangelist in Ghana, a woman,
who is now dressing even more than the slave queens. Like he has given the slave queens a match and a ram for their money. He's dressing more than them. And with all his her nails and her wig, and when they interviewed her, she now made them understand that now the Lord has opened her eyes. That before she was just a village preacher. She didn't even have money to buy wig. But now by the grace of God, she has it. So I'm trying to make you understand that the fact that somebody has money and is wearing a nice dress and you don't have money and you look wearing something does not mean you are spiritual. Don't be quick to condemn them. If you get the money, you look nice. May God give you some of the money. I said, may God bless you with money. When we are talking about money, there it looks like, listen to me, God wants his children to be rich. So feel free about it. Don't let the world attack us that we should be poor so we will become nothing. So that they will not envy our God. We must be rich for them to begin to envy our God. Yes. And so one of the powers you need is the power of prosperity. Because money answered all things. It will make you train. It will make you do things. Recently, somebody just with money became popular in 24 hours. Just celebrated his birthday and it was all over the world. All over the news. That's money for you. It can make you command exploits. It can make you catch the attention of the world. And so money is not a bad thing at all. And the Bible says that God be magnified because he delights. He's happy when he sees that Charlie pastor has some dough in his pocket. Or Dickin has some dough in his pocket. Dicknesses have some dough in the bag. God becomes excited. God is not angry with your prosperity. Amen. I pray that some few years to come, when we are coming for church, everybody will drive to the church premises. I prophesy it and it will happen in the name of Jesus. One of the biggest problems we will have is car park. No matter the land, God will bless us in the future. Our car park will still be bigger, far bigger than our auditorium. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The reason is because every member wants to drive. Every member, even those who stay from the same place, this one will move before this one, they will be coming with their cars. It is one of the problems that I did. So many years ago, the Lord showed me a vision and he showed me a church in East Lagos. A church around the East Lagos towards the Hatcho place. And then he showed me a church around that area, CEM. And the Lord asked me to go and sow a seed to the man of God, Reverend Steve Mensah. And the Lord showed me how his church was crowded but with cars in front. I saw the vision. And the Lord said, that is how your people are going to be blessed. That's how. So I release car keys into the hands of everybody who is desiring for a car. I command that by the close of this year, may you have the good news you celebrate. By the time we come back next year, October, may you be driving with luxury. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. When a prophecy comes, don't ask how will it be. That's a very, very bad way of receiving a prophet. Don't ask. The how it will happen is with God. How it will happen is with God. How it will happen is with God. Amen. And so just as you need a power of holiness to be holy, you need a power of prosperity to be rich. You need a power of prosperity, I tell you. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. It said, you shall remember the Lord your God. For it is he who gives you power to get wealth. So there is something that brings money. Tell the one by you, there is something, there is a kind of power that brings money. Money is answerable to power. And the level you are and the amount of money that normally comes into your hands is a reflection of the level of grace you carry for money. Until that power on your life changes, certain denominations hardly fall into your hands. Some of you have hardly held 2,000 in your hands, like counting 2,000, which is yours, not the one you were sent to go and pay. Like some of us, it's like we can only get 200, actually, so 500 together, actually, so 1,000, but you can't count. And some of us, we have never held 10,000
in our hand that like I'm counting 10,000, like it's my money. I'm counting it. Hi. Say, have mercy, Lord. That I'm counting 10,000. How many of you have sat down to count 10,000? It's your money. Counting 10,000. Lift up your hand. Let me see. It's your money. You are just counting 10,000. You see, it's a sign of that level, the level of grace that you carry. It's a level. The level of, because listen to this scripture. It said, you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you power to make money. So for you to make money, it counts by a certain power you carry. If you carry less or lower power, your monies that comes into your hands will be low. Low. He gives power for wealth. And as long as certain monies come into your hands, we can't say you don't carry the spirit of prosperity at all, but it's in a proportion. You are going to need a certain spirit, a higher level. If you are going to see certain denominations, if you are going to see certain powers, certain monies. Some of you have never seen US dollars in your wallet. Like you are walking about and you have a foreign currency. It has never happened to you before. You don't even know how it looks like. But I pray for you that the power that turns poor people into rich people, may that power locate you tonight. And you see, when you are poor and your pastor is prophesying over you this way, you seem not to know what is happening. But in the spirit, something has started. In the spirit, there is a movement. In the spirit, there is a deposit into your heart, into your life, into your destiny. And all of a sudden, certain doors will start opening. And you'll find out that now your level has moved from 2,000. Now your salary is now 10,000. And some of you have moved. By the close of the month, you are receiving like 20,000. And some of you are more. And you'll remember that some years ago, Daddy used to pray for us to receive prosperity. You'll be one of the testifiers. You will be one of the testifiers. You will be one of the testifiers. Few years from now, you will be distributing dollars. Few years from now, you will be blessing people with money. Few years from now, you will hardly think about money that you need. Clap your two hands and say, I receive that grace. For he giveth power to make money. A man by name Solomon went to sleep as a normal man, not an internationally acclaimed or an internationally certified billionaire or trillionaire. No. He went to sleep one night, woke up the following day, and God said, I have made you a rich man. And that was it. That was it. He didn't have to gather money. He slept one night and had a dream. Let's read it. 2 Chronicles 1 verse 12. So I am telling you that for anybody you see around you who is very rich, he is operating in a certain power. He may know it or he may not know it. Certain people have inherited that power from their family. So everybody in that family is rich. It's a generational thing. Whereas certain people have inherited the power of poverty in their family, everybody's struggling. Nobody's rising beyond a certain level. Everybody's struggling. May you be different from among them. I command every familiar generation of poverty that is in your bloodline, I command it broken over your life. Broken over your life. Broken over your life. Shout, I am free. People that are rich, but they don't know that it's because of their great grandmother who did something good. They don't know it's because of their great grandfather who did something good. That's why all of them, they are lawyers, engineers, doctors. There's prosperity there. When they have funeral and they are coming, you see cars parked. And another family, when there's funeral, you will not see anything. The only car you see, one struggling old time Volvo. Old time Peugeot, old time VW, old time Apotro Cabi. And you see that it's struggling, and And that man, when he gets down with his jokotoe, he feels like he's the boss of the area. Because everybody there is poor. Everybody there. So the one with motorbike is rich. You see, there are funerals when you go, only motorbikes. Then they are fooling about poor people who don't have humility. But there are other funerals when you go, you see certain class of cars packed. See that this family is a wealthy family. May God use you to raise such a family. May your life not follow the order. Because when I look around, I pray that may your life not follow the order of your own family. Because per my carnal eyes, I'm not seeing people who are coming from a very, very dusted home. No, that's not what I see. Even when your offerings come, it tells me that you are not rich people. Yes. Yes. I'm your pastor, so I've not sinned by telling you the truth. You are not yet rich. You are not yet. If you are rich, you just come and say that, oh, I'm finishing the building project. How much did you say the budget is? All right. Tomorrow, let your PA come to my office. Agbena. There are churches with such members. I pray that God will give us some. And the people God is going to give to rescue, may you be one of them. I said, may you be one of them. I said, may you be one of them. May you be a financial mogul in the church. Clap your two hands and say, I carry financial grace. Say, I carry financial oil. The Bible says that wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, Solomon, and I'll give you riches and wealth and honor. God is telling somebody in his dream, I'll give you riches. I'll give you wealth. I'll give you honor. It's like the way some of you can dream and you are gathering money. You are gathering money. May it manifest in the name of Jesus. Such as none of the kings of the earth have had before you or shall even have after you. He slept and he had this encounter in his dream. And God said, I've made you a rich man. Verse 15. And it happened physically. Look at verse 15. Bible says, and also the king made silver and gold as common in Jerusalem as stones. God blessed this king so much that even in his land, when you are walking, you can just chance on gold. You can just pick it. You don't need to do galamse. Because all the gold have hidden themselves. You have to go deep. No. The earth was so full of gold that it has appeared. Because if you have to dig for, you have to look for gold, you have to dig. But I am mama, bro. So now when you are walking about, you can just be picking gold. Just be kicking it like the way some of you have been kicking oranges by the roadside and kicking things. In other words, God blessed King Solomon so much that it affected his people. I pray that may God bless you to affect your children. May God bless you so much that it will affect your great-grandchildren. Because of your prosperity, nobody will rise from your family again who will be poor. Because after you, everybody will build on what you have. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That was the story of Solomon. And you see, if you had met Solomon and this thing had not been written, you would have said that Solomon is lucky man. Or you'd have said that, what is your secret? But the Bible told us the secret. The secret was not that he was hardworking. The secret was just simple that God decided to give him the grace for prosperity. So there are people who are operating with that grace, but they don't even know it. They are ascribing it to their intellectual ability, but it's fallacy. They are ascribing it to something their mother handed over to them. They are connecting it to different things. But what they don't know is that they are operating from a certain grace. Yeah. And I pray that grace will also dwell upon your own life. You see, that grace can also come from an evil source. But that one, it doesn't have a good ending. That is where people can just sleep in a coffin, wake up, and money start flowing. That's why people can just sleep with a mad woman. And after 21 days, money starts growing in their rooms. Money starts coming out of dead bodies in their closet. It's like they have contacted a certain power that gives money. So what I want you to understand is that there is a power that gives money. And God is the giver of that power. But the devil can give you the fake one in exchange for your soul. But it is the blessings of the Lord that make us riches. It make us you wealthy and does not take away your soul. Does not give you trouble. I get what I'm saying. So God can make you rich. You don't need to go to that shrine. God can make you rich. In that tomatoes you are selling, God can make you rich. What business was Solomon doing? Solomon was not doing any business. It was not recorded that he was doing any business. He was a king. He was just a king. People were just bringing issues, troubles, and he has to solve it. But the Bible says that money started coming. Every 3 years, a ship will come with gold, with silver, timber. Like everything was coming. Listen to me. The prosperity of Solomon, when it is quantified in today's term, is about 2.5 trillion pounds. 2.5 trillion pounds. No man has been as rich as that. Took the current record holder. No man is as rich as Solomon. Never. Because God told him that no man will ever be richer than you. And that one was only deduced from his gold reserves. His other sources of income is not part. Just his gold, his mines. And about, you see, and the historians, when you read about Solomon, they will tell you that it was believed in those days by historians that Solomon had gold mines that after he died and left, it disappeared. No man could trace it. Go to the internet, you see it. No man could trace it because his source of income was divine. It was divine. They could not trace that Ahanana Solomon M.I.N. They could not. It has disappeared. It has disappeared. He was so rich that he didn't know what to do with the gold. He was turning some into throne, creating lions. The one on his left, one on his right, with gold. He didn't know what to do. He would just make a huge shield of gold and he's just there in his treasuries. God, there was nothing to do with the money. He was so rich. No human being has ever been that rich. Tonight, we want to pray for the grace of prosperity. For the grace that in your family lineage, the Lord will raise you up as a solution to the poverty situation of your family. Amen. I said, the Lord will raise you up from Ghana as a solution to the poverty situation of Africans. That God can do it. But how can you also contact this kind of grace? Looking at the life of Solomon and other Bible characters, how do you provoke the spirit of prosperity on your life? Number one, engage in unusual financial sacrifice. Write it down. Solomon was a man of sacrifice. He was a man who sacrificed in 2 Chronicles 1:6. And Solomon went up to the bronze altar before the Lord and was at the tabernacle of meeting and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. That night, God appeared to him and said, even if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. Even if you don't want to be rich, it is too late. No man will be. You have not asked me for money, but I'll make you rich. So Solomon never prayed for money. But Solomon was a sacrificial person. His secret was sacrifice. That is why any opportunity you get to sacrifice in church, to sacrifice for the work of God, to sacrifice for the work that we are doing, you have to embrace it with joy because it is an opportunity to key into the grace of prosperity. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Another time we see Solomon in 1 Kings 8 verse 3. The Bible says, and Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offering, which he offered unto the Lord, 220,000 oxen, 120,000 sheep. The guy was a crazy sacrificial person. When he's giving to God like that, he doesn't think about it. And sometimes you sit in church and when you see people giving like, you don't understand it. This is how to provoke lasting prosperity. This is how to provoke lasting prosperity. Every year I make sure I sacrifice. Every year I make sure I sacrifice. Because I believe in the secret of sacrifice. I believe in it. That it always makes us happy as a church. We get money for the work more than our members can produce. I have people asking me, how did you raise the money to do what you are doing over there? How did you even raise money for this land? Raise money for everything that we see over there. It is the grace of God. It's not by small, small faces like we can see here. It's the grace of God. It's a supernatural grace. It's a supernatural grace. May you be a sacrificial person. Tell somebody by you better join those who are sacrificing for the Lord. Better join it. Otherwise, you are signing a contract with poverty. It's like you like the poverty of your family. Me, I don't like the poverty of my family. My family is not a rich family. Only one people are rich. I want to break that order. And for me, through to my generation, they should say that these people, they are rich. They are the rich people in the family. It should be said like that. So I pray the same for you, that beginning from you to your genealogy, may God cause you to be the commanders of wealth in your family. The commanders of money in your family. And the secret, first and foremost, is what? Sacrifice. Say sacrifice. Don't ever sit down and God's work is going on and your money has not gone into it. Sacrifice is something you give that is crazy. Not one CD. Not something that you give that didn't touch you. Something that you give that affects your salary. Something that you give that affects your month. That's how to sacrifice. And when you start doing that, you're a young man preparing for prosperity. You're a young man preparing for greatness. Number two is faithful tithing. Faithful tithing. You can't provoke the power of prosperity over a non-tither. I can't lay hands on you to be prosperous if you are not a tither. Tithing is one of the keys to carry prosperity. Check Abraham. Check Isaac. Check Jacob. They were all covenant prosperous men. People who were prosperous in this kingdom. And they were all tithers. David and his children. Tithing. All through the Old Testament. It's a Jewish culture till today. Every Jew pays tithe. Every Jew. You can't be a Jew, you don't pay tithe. And that is why in the world, they are one of the richest people in the world. When they take their money out of the U.S. economy, it will crash. Israel. That's why America cannot joke with Israel. That's why they protect Israel. Because the secret to America's prosperity is the money of the Jews. I guess what I'm saying. Hello, are you following what I'm saying? So tithing is an ancient secret to prosperity. You, the family you are coming from, there is poverty there. Everybody's struggling. They do well small, then they end poor. And you have observed that cycle. Today you are doing some small job. Instead of paying tithe, you are behaving like them. You don't have any covenant with God. Don't be surprised if by the time you cross 40, things start changing. Because today you are having money, but the sustenance of your money is a covenant. What you do with the money as it's coming. If now all you are doing is to lavish it on yourself, to spend it on yourself. I need this, I need that, I want to do this, I want to do that. And you are not a tither. You are breaking a covenant that will allow the poverty of your family to chase you. May the Lord spare us. I said, may the Lord spare us. I said, may the Lord have mercy on us. Deuteronomy 14 verse 22. He said, you must be sure to set aside a tenth, that is tithe, a tenth of all the produce brought forth each year from your fields. You must be careful to set aside. I also say to every child of God here who is believing to be rich, that be careful to set aside every month the money that comes into your hands, your salary. Be careful to set aside. Be careful because electricity bill can compete with it. Be careful because school fees can compete for it. Be careful because money you are gathering for your project can compete for it. Be careful because people calling you with emergencies can compete with it. You must be careful to set aside. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain in that field that the Lord gives you. May you be a tither of your bonuses, of your salaries, of your incomes, of your gifts, and see God change your financial level. Malachi 3 verse 10. It said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be resources in my house. And do this and see, says the Lord, if I will not open the windows of heaven, not one window, windows, multitudes, and pour you out such blessing
that there will not be room enough to receive it. So the blessing that can be too much, more than you can carry blessings, are answerable to a consistent life of tithing. Not once in a while. Some of you tithe January. The next time you tithe is March. The next time you tithe is June. The next time you tithe is... No. That's not a covenant. That is when you want. If that is your lifestyle, you get nothing out of tithing. Some of you tithe, you don't even calculate. You pick anything that comes into your heart or into your hands. And mostly it is less than the 10% of what God gave you as gifts and as bonuses and as income and as salaries. It's less than that. You are not tithing. You are just playing around. And with that kind of attitude, don't be surprised if poverty is knocking on your door. Don't be surprised if no matter the money you are getting, you are still having finance. You are eating your tithe, still your life is tight. The month will not end and you are out of cash. Meanwhile, you are eating your tithe. So why don't you rather pay your tithe so that the Lord will loosen up your life? It's not a one-time event. It's a covenant you do. So it starts working for you. And when it starts working for you, God says, I'll now open the windows of heaven. May somebody connect to it. I said, may somebody connect to it. Ask the one by you, are you a tither? It's a key. Tithe provokes the spirit of prosperity to be released. Abraham was a tither. Genesis 14:20. That's why he was rich. Genesis 14:20. He was a tither. And then Genesis 24:35. The Lord blessed him greatly. Isaac was a tither, so he taught his son Jacob to also be a tither. In Genesis 26:12, we see how Isaac was into sowing seeds. And the Lord blessed him. In Genesis 28:22, we saw how his son promised God to be tithing everything God gives him. God, he had run from home. He was empty. But he told God, Lord, if you give me one goat, I'll tithe. If you give me one sheep, I'll tithe. God, they understood the mystery of tithing. Chale, oh yeah, you are destroying your own financial destiny. I'm telling you, you were born in a poor home, and you are rather living a life that will perpetuate that poverty in your life by eating your tithe. Like, I'm afraid for you. Like, I'm scared for you. Because I don't see any nice future. When it comes to money, you can be holy. You can do other things. But when it comes to financial blessings, you cannot break scripture. You cannot break scripture. He said that tithing. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. There are things that destroy money in families. That is why they are all poor. There are things the devil make destroy people's monies. But I pray that you escape devourers. I pray you escape devourers. Hallelujah. The third thing you have to do is that be a generous giver. Be a generous giver. He who gives to the poor, he lends to the Lord, and he will repay him. Proverbs 19:17. Be kind to people. You cannot be kind and go down. Be kind to people. Even when the devil is pushing you down, you still come up. Because you cannot be kind to people and God will allow you to go down. Proverbs 19:17. Proverbs 19:17. He who gives to the poor has lent to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him. 2 Corinthians 9:6. They that sow anyhow, they will also reap anyhow. But they that sow well, they will also reap well. If you don't sow well, you don't reap well. You are giving to the Lord. You are giving God your least. What does it matter to you? What will not affect you? Rise up and bring God an offering. You select what is nothing and you give to the Lord. Paul says that he that sows anyhow, you sow less, you receive less. It's according to what you give. Somebody cannot go and sow one bag of maize and you sowed one tin of maize, konko, and you get the same harvest. Imbano, it won't happen. You can only get it if you sow exactly what the person sows. And so you can be in church, but your prosperity levels will never be the same because what you are all sowing are not the same. Give to people. Luke 6:38. Give, it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, men shall give unto you. Proverbs 11:24 and 25. He said, there is one who gives and distributes. He increases. Yet there is another
who is saving everything, yet he becomes poor. It's a mystery. That rather the one who is saving all his money becomes poor. And the one who has been given, he rather becomes rich. He rather becomes rich. He rather becomes rich. I pray that the Lord will break every cycle of poverty from your life. And the Lord shall push you into prosperity. Lift up your hand and say, the Lord is breaking every cycle of poverty. And the Lord is pushing me into prosperity. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your two hands together and rise up to your feet. Shakapara katakapara. Letabra katakapara katakapara katalabalabalabala. Rakapara kataka. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands with me. Lift up. And nobody will force you to pray. If you are in need of a miracle, if you are in need of a change of story, if you will not end like your aunties, if you will not end like your mother, if you will not end like your father, if you will not end poor like your family members, then you must pray these prayers and you must do the things that the Bible asks us to do. Lift up your hands, say, Heavenly Father. I can't say, Heavenly Father. Are you sure you are here to pray? Lift up your hands, say, Heavenly Father, thank you for the liberty you have given me by your word. Say, thank you for your word that has come forth to liberate me from poverty, from struggle, from hardship. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and thank the Lord for the word.
Lift up your voice, somebody. Father, we thank you for your word that has come to liberate us in the name of Jesus.
Galatians 3:13. Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse that is under the law.
Yes.
He has redeemed us from every curse that is empowered by the law.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Poverty is a curse. Say it's a curse.
It's a curse.
Say it's a curse.
It's a curse.
Say it's a curse.
It's a curse.
And the Bible tells us in verse 14, look at it. Verse 14. That the blessings of Abraham. See, I received the blessings of Abraham.
I received the blessings of Abraham.
The servant of Abraham described his mother. He said, my master is rich. When he was describing his master to the family of Rebekah, looking for a wife, he said, my master is rich. May someone describe you that, Charlie, my husband is rich.
Amen.
My wife is rich.
Amen.
My child is rich.
Amen.
My daughter is rich.
Amen.
My master is rich.
Amen.
You are going to break every curse of poverty in your bloodline.
Yes.
Because a lot of things have been done that has brought the whole family into struggle. It looks like your whole family, when you are looking for 1,000 cedis, you can't find. It looks like Bibi too says, yeah, you don't have an uncle you can call who can easily part away with 5,000 for you. They are taking you. You can't get somebody in your whole family. You have got this scholarship and nobody can buy you a plane ticket. Hey, Mobo say. And you claim you are from a family. It's a family that is cursed with hardship. clap and say, my Father, my God.
My Father, my God.
You say they are not ready. Say, my Father, my God.
My Father, my God.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
And I pray.
And I pray.
Every poverty.
Every poverty.
Every curse.
Every curse.
Of poverty.
Of poverty.
Operational.
Operational.
In my family,
my family
that is affecting every young man,
every young, man,
every young woman,
every young woman
that is affecting
my own life.
Say, you are a liar.
You are a liar.
Christ has set me free
from the curse
under the law,
including
the curse
of poverty.
As I clap
and I
pray,
I command,
let every curse
of poverty
working against my destiny,
against my future,
be broken now. Clap your two hands and pray.
Are
you sure you are praying? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? We break every curse of poverty. A curse of poverty that doesn't allow anybody to succeed financially in a family. I break that curse of poverty. I break that curse of poverty. I break that curse of poverty. I break the cash of poverty. Rakatabaya, Shakabarakata, Rakatakata, Rakatabaya, every cash that makes people poor in my family, knowingly or unknowingly, every cash that doesn't allow people to be rich in my family, I command the curse to be broken. I command the curse to be broken. I command the curse to be broken. Every curse of financial hardship. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Rakata kabara katala bala bala. Rakata bala 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 bala. Rakata 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 bala.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Listen, there are families that their forefathers were in need of children. So they go in transaction with deities. Give us children. They give them children and say, but nobody will become prominent in your family. It's a curse of poverty and hardship. So they have children. Many people in the family, but nobody has risen to prominence. I command that every secret curse sponsoring any hardship in your life, it is broken.
Amen.
It is broken.
Amen.
It is broken.
Amen.
It is broken.
Amen.
I enter into your bloodline.
Yes.
100 years before now.
Yes,
70 years before now. Any transaction between your forefathers. Any transaction between deities and your forefathers that is sponsoring hardship, that is sponsoring financial struggle. It is broken. It is broken. It is broken. I declare you are free. Clap your two hands and shout, I am free. That understanding that Lord, every transaction between my parents, every transaction between my forefathers, every transaction that happened in our blind eye or in our blood that we are not aware of, that has brought a curse. You can work hard in such a family, but you amount to nothing. You can be the most beautiful, but you bring nothing good home, because there is a ceiling that nobody rises. You are going to pray with all your heart. Hard work is good, though, but in a background of poverty, you cannot. Your hard work is not good enough. Going to school is good, but if you are coming from such a cursed background, your education is not good enough. Clap your two hands and say, Father,
Father,
every
curse
secretly working against my rising, against my prosperity, defying all my hard work. In the name of Jesus, break right now by the blood of Jesus. Clap your two hands and pray. Be serious and pray.
Lift up your voice, somebody. Clap your hands, somebody.
Let your foundation be scattered. Let your foundation be scattered. Let your foundation be scattered. I break every curse of financial hardship. I break every curse of poverty. I break every curse of poverty. Every curse of nothingness. In my family, open up the prayer. Shaka Marakata, Raza Balabalaba, Rekata Kabrakata, Rakata Barakata Labalaba, Rakata Barakata Labalaba, Rakata Barakata Labalaba, Rakata Barakata Labalaba, Rakata Labalaba,
Are you praying? Are you sure you are praying? Clap your tours. Cry to the Lord. Clap your tours. Clap to the Lord. Clap your tours. Clap to the Lord.
Bible says that I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and destroy all powers of the enemy. You are going to clap your hands against any spirit of poverty. This one is not a curse, so it's a spirit. When it's following you, nothing good can come. When money is coming, it will blow it off. When something good is coming to the family, it will just kick it away. It's a spirit that monitors you onto poverty. Doesn't allow anything good to come your way.
Yes.
Even when a rich man is coming to marry you, it will make sure it will blow the rich man away so that a poor man will come.
Clap your two and say, My Father, my God. Say,
every spirit
in charge of poverty, in charge of financial hardship,
in my life,
in my family,
every spirit
positioned
in my family
to make everyone
poor.
You are a liar.
You are a liar.
I receive
the power
of prosperity
against you.
I destroy you.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare
my financial freedom
right now.
Clap your two hands and pray.
Pray.
When that spirit is following you,
when a good job is coming,
it will kick it away.
When a good beloved is coming,
it will kick it away.
When a good news is coming,
it will kick it away.
When a expansion is coming,
it will kick it away.
Shaka baka,
leka taka,
raka baraka te,
raka baraka te,
Are you praying?
Every spirit of poverty
that makes war,
that money will not stay in your hands,
that will not increase,
that will make sure
that money will not come to you,
that makes sure
that you will never be rich.
You are a liar.
Shakapa,
rakatakaba,
lekatakate,
shakabaya,
rakatabaya,
rakatalabe,
rakatabaya,
rakatalabe,
rakatabaya,
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 As
you are praying, you are being free. That spirit that followed your father and made him poor, that spirit that followed your mother and made her poor, that spirit that is following you for poverty,
we bind that spirit.
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 You're not end poor.
You're not end poor.
You're not end poor.
You're not end poor.
Money will come.
Riches will come.
Money will come.
Riches will come.
Your job will be stable.
Your job will be stable.
Your job will be stable.
You will get a good job.
You will not end poor.
You will not end poor.
I pray for you.
Receive freedom.
Receive freedom.
Receive
power over them.
I overpower
every spirit
that leads to poverty
in my life.
I overpower
every spirit of poverty.
Jesus, just as a spirit could make Solomon rich, a spirit can also make people poor. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the spirit responsible for your poverty catch fire.
Amen.
Catch fire.
Amen.
Catch fire.
Amen.
I set every altar that is erected in your background that sponsors poverty and instability in your work life.
When you work small, your work collapse.
You work small, your work scatter.
I command catch fire.
Amen.
Let that altar be scattered.
Amen.
Let that altar scatter. Let that altar scatter. Every spirit that monitors people for poverty.
Jesus.
Monitors people for poverty. Command that your freedom will appear. You will not continue to struggle forever.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
I said, you will not say, I'll not continue to struggle.
I won't continue to struggle.
Say, money will come.
Money will come.
Say, freedom will come.
Freedom will come.
Say, I'll be prosperous.
I'll be prosperous.
I'll build houses.
I'll build houses.
I'll own properties.
I'll own properties.
I'll drive cars.
I'll drive cars.
I'll own cars.
I'll own
cars. I'll travel all over the world. Say, I will not be limited by poverty. Say, every spirit monitoring me through your cameras and your altars and your mirrors to make me poor. When you see good coming, you try to mess it up. Say, you're a liar. I strike you down. I set you on fire. I set you on fire. Now!
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 Now you are going to pray. Listen. You are going to pray. We are telling God, Lord, every avenue for financial wastage in my life, let that avenue be destroyed. You see, the other day, I believe it's in Haggai, chapter 2, I suppose. God told them a mystery. That in your hands, there are holes. So that when even you go and work hard and you bring in the money, an air is blown upon it. And then it scatters. And the little left in your hands, too, it passes through the holes. And it drains away. God was telling a people, his own children, a spiritual mystery their eyes could not see. That even though you are working with your two hands, there is no hope, but in the spirit there is a hope. Like, it's God who said to his people. It answers to the reason why some of you gather, but you don't know how. How? Like, how did the money finish? That you can't explain. You take pen and paper to try to write down your expenditure and it doesn't add up. It looks like some have flown or like expired into the air. You can't account for it. They are called avenues for wastage. Avenues for money leaking. And it sponsors poverty. If you don't stop it by the blood of Jesus, you end poor. You are going to clap your hands. Listen, these prayers I'm praying, I am not praying for myself. You are praying for yourself. I'm praying for myself. I'm not praying for somebody here. You are praying and you are telling God. Every avenue, some of you, do you know the avenue? The avenue has been this, your sick mother. Your sick father. It looks like any time money comes into your hands, you receive a phone call. This is one quick juma. I'm a chiaoka. A phone call will come. Say, you ba, a your mommy, and your mommy, a your papa. Like, somewhere, somehow, an issue will come up that will require the little money you got in the week. How many of you have seen what I'm talking about? There are avenues for leakage. You are going to pray. It's a spiritual mystery. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, every spiritual mystery that has become an avenue for financial leakage, that doesn't allow, always I don't have enough. There's no day you are waking up that you have enough. Always it's like what you have to do and what you have doesn't tally. Clap your hands. Say, my Father, my God.
My Father, my God.
Are you ready to pray at all? I'll close you. You go home. It doesn't change anything about me. I'll just close you and you'll go home. Clap your hands. Say, my Father, my God.
My Father, my God.
Say, every spiritual mystery.
Every spiritual mystery.
At work in the spirit.
At work in the spirit.
That is responsible.
That is responsible.
For financial leakage.
For financial leakage.
In my life.
In my life.
Every avenue.
Every avenue.
For wastage.
For wastage.
In my life.
In my life.
Whatever way.
Whatever way.
They take money.
They take money.
Out of my hands.
Out of my hands.
They leak money through my life. Say tonight, I engage the mystery of the blood of Jesus to block every hole, to destroy every avenue, to silence every wind that carries away my money. Now, clap your two hands and pray.
Lift up your voice, someone.
You pray
and engage the blood to block every hole in the name of Jesus. Every avenue of wastage. Silence every wind that blows away. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands.
Engage the blood. Engage the blood to block every hole in the name of Jesus. Every avenue,
every mystery,
of wastage,
every mystery that is at work in your life, every mystery,
that is at work
in the spirit,
that leaks money
from your hands, that takes away
that
money
away
from your life,
by the mystery
of the blood
of Jesus. Every system created in the spirit that takes away money from you periodically, I command that system breaks down. Amen.
I command it breaking down.
Amen.
I command it broken down.
Amen.
Some of you, they have created a system. When you work, you gather money, you save, you are almost getting 10,000, then your job will spoil. Then something will happen. Then you sit home for like 6 months and you squander everything till you are back to square one. Some of you, they've created a system of people getting sick around you. And it looks like there is no month that you didn't receive a phone call that took away money unexpectedly. Now, are you getting what I'm saying at all?
Yes.
Say it's a system.
It's a system.
It's a system. Yeah, the system that God calls it the devourer. The devourer, they waste money from you. They take money from you. You don't plan it. You don't see them coming. But let money land in your hands right now. Strange phone calls will start coming. Sister, listen, so I'm in need of, by the time you realize you have finished all the money. Hello, pastor. By the time you realize you have wasted all the money. That means that as for you, dear, They don't want you to walk about knowing that you have 5,000. No. Obi be frewaji. Asem bi be siama. Obi yususka. Say, I change that story.
I change that story.
Let's say you are a prophet of faith. Say, I change that story.
I change that story.
Say, I change that story.
I change that story.
Stretch forth your hands with me. I block every hole in your hands. By the blood of Jesus, I command every hole in any hands here. It is blocked now.
Amen.
It is blocked now.
Amen.
It is blocked now.
Amen.
Going to pray that Lord preserve my finances. Preserve irade bom mi sika sem ho ban. Preserve my finances. The way when there is money, they give police escort. Have you seen them on the road?
Oh yes.
They are protecting the money. The bullion van with police escort. They are protect. They are preserved. It's the Lord. Protect my financial destiny. Lord, preserve my finances. Are you ready to pray that prayer?
Yes.
Release angels that will protect my account. That will protect my finances. So that it will not be that anytime money is coming, witches and wizards will plant certain systems that will blow the money away. Clap your two hands. Say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Preserve.
Preserve.
My financial investments.
My financial investments.
Preserve my tithes.
Preserve my tithes.
Preserve my offerings.
Preserve my offerings.
Preserve my savings.
Preserve my savings.
Preserve my investments.
Preserve my investments.
Preserve my financial life.
Preserve my financial life.
Let nothing destroy.
Let nothing destroy.
My financial future.
My financial future.
And that's that. Obey Jesus. Obeya na wakoyi na bibiesi wakoyi ususuda wakoyi ususuda something you were planning pa that you are going to use it for something
box.
All of a sudden something happened, then you have to break the box,
box.
And divert the funds. You go to the bank, pa, you say you are doing investment treasury bill. You got that 1 month, you are happy. 2 months, you are happy. Then something happens. I tell you, you go and then terminate it.
No rollover.
Then you bring out everything. Then you use it. Lord, preserve. Some of you are tithing, but you are not seeing. Because when the blessing is coming, then something will consume it. Preserve. Some of you are giving to people, yet you are becoming poor. No, the Bible says when you give, you must be rich. It's because the returns are not preserved. Your bullion van is coming, but there is no police officer that is guarding your finances. Clap and say, Father,
Father,
preserve,
preserve
my tithes,
my
offerings,
my
savings,
my
treasury bills,
my
investments,
my
money,
my
financial destiny.
Financial
Lord,
release
angels of escort
to
preserve
my
financial
blessings.
When people are
bringing
me money,
preserve
it
with angels.
Guard it
with
angels.
There
shall no more
be
promise and fail.
My
angels
will
protect
the
monies
that
have been promised.
The
monies
that
are on their way,
that
are coming.
Clap
your hands and
pray
for preservation.
Right now,
May angels protect your investment. May angels protect your income. May angels protect your finances. May angels protect the money that on their way to you. May angels protect you. Shaka barakata kabarakata. Receive angelic escort. Receive angelic preservation. Receive angelic protection. Nobody will promise you for the money not to arrive. Your money will arrive. Your money will arrive. Your title will yield results. Your office will yield results. Your savings will yield results. The Lord will protect it. When you sell, you will see the profits. In the name of Jesus, you will see your profit. You will see your profit for your labor. You will see your profit for your labor. You will not labor for poverty. In Jesus. Listen to me. For every family there are generational curses, yes. But for also every family there are generational blessings. That's what in Africa we don't talk about. But it is also true. God didn't create any people without a gift, without a blessing. God gave every family something to use to affect their generation. For them to be relevant. God never created a useless being. So there is nothing like a useless family. I get what I'm saying.
Yes.
But the problem is that a lot of families have not been able to appropriate the true prosperity and wealth because of idolatry and other things that they entered into. Curses and other things. We are going to pray the Lord. See, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 45. Go to Isaiah 45. Go to verse 2 there and 3. He will tell you that he will let you see. He said, I'll break in pieces the gate of bronze and cut the bars of iron. And verse 3. And I'll give you the treasures of darkness, of hidden riches of secret places. Tell somebody by you, there are hidden riches in secret places.
There
I'm telling you, they have sat on it. They said nobody will become. There are secret places in your family that carries riches. I remember one of the visions I saw when my father gave me a golden sword. It was pure gold. I said, this one was given to me by my father. And he said his grandfather gave it to him. But we have not been able to use it. Me too, have not been able to use it. But I give it to you. That's why I know me, I'll be rich. I'll not be a poor pastor. I am not. As of now, I'm rich and I'll be richer.
Oh, yes.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm spending all the monies I get, I'm very, very, very rich, man. That I'm using it for the work of God. That's why you don't see it on me. Amen.
Amen.
You are going to pray that, Lord, every riches in secret places in my family that nobody. You see, that's why in every family you see that there's one rich man in some corner. Because they were able to locate it. But others can't find it. We are going to pray with the Lord. Every secret riches or hidden riches in secret dimensions in my family, let them cough up for me. Let them be vomited for me. Let them be vomited for me. Let the earth vomit it for me. Are you ready for that blessing?
Yes.
Are you ready for that blessing? Because that is what God translated for Solomon. It's in the Abrahamic family. Solomon took it to another level. Clap your two and say, my Father.
My Father.
Say, my Father.
My Father.
I enter into my family.
Into my family.
Say, I enter into my father's
into
side.
My father's house.
Into my mother's side.
My mother's side.
Every secret wealth.
Every
hidden riches.
Every hidden riches.
That are locked up.
In secret places.
Say, vomit it out. Say, vomit
it out.
I possess my wealth.
My wealth.
I possess that prosperity.
I possess
those riches.
Whatever
my family have not been able
to appropriate.
I take over.
I possess it.
I appropriate it.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands again.
Oh,
you don't understand.
If you can see, you pray.
Every hidden treasure, I possess.
My father died a poor man.
Yet
in the spirit, he had a holding
sword.
There are secret riches.
There are hidden riches
that you must make use of. There are hidden riches that you must make use of.
I possess every hidden treasure. I possess every hidden treasure. I possess it, receive it.
What your uncles couldn't use, what your father couldn't use,
it's coming upon you. It's coming upon you. It's coming upon you. You are walking in it. You are walking in it. What your mother couldn't use, you are walking in it. You will command wealth. You will command wealth. You will command wealth. Receive it. Wherever you are, receive it. Wherever you are. You will be unique in your family. In Jesus,
I will be different. I believe in this scripture so much because I saw my father die poor. Yet, before he died, in the spirit, he gave me a golden sword. That means that there was a blessing he should have inherited. Are you getting it? There was a hidden riches that belonged to him. If not that God opened my eyes at the latter part of his time to die, if not that God opened my eyes and showed it to me, like I'll never think there was something good in my family. I only think there is bad things. But there was a golden scepter of authority, wealth. I pray that every golden scepter of wealth in your own family that has not been used, I hand it over to you.
Amen.
It is for those who believe. I hand it over to you.
Amen.
I hand it over to you.
Amen.
Possess it now. Possess it now.
Possess.
You'll be greater than your fathers.
Amen.
You'll be richer than your mothers.
Amen.
You'll be wealthier than anybody in your family.
Amen.
Shout, I am the one.
I am the one.
Shout, I am the one.
I am the one.
Clap your two hands if you are the one. Now put your two hands on your head. Shall I receive wisdom?
I receive wisdom.
Say, I receive wisdom.
I receive wisdom.
For prosperity.
For prosperity.
Bible says that with me is riches and honor.
When you have wisdom, you have riches and honor. That's why Solomon did not pray for money. He prayed for wisdom and he got it. You are going to pray for wisdom to make wealth.
Yes.
Because sometimes foolish decisions rob us of true prosperity. Open your mouth and ask the Lord to grant you wisdom for prosperity. Grant wisdom. Grant you wisdom for prosperity. For prosperity, in the name of Jesus, receive the favor for prosperity, receive the wisdom for prosperity, receive the direction for prosperity, an idea that will make you rich, an idea. All the rich men in the world, you can see they became rich through a certain idea. Bill Gates became rich through the Microsoft idea. Oh, Elon Musk became richer. And the one who is in charge of Twitter also became richer. Through all these people, even Mark Zuckerberg, he also became rich through Facebook idea. Whatever you must have, any idea that will make you rich, any idea that will open you up to prosperity, any idea that will open you up. Pray! In Jesus, as your pastor and your prophet, I connect you to heavenly wisdom.
Amen.
An idea that will make you a multi-millionaire.
Amen.
An idea that will change your finances for good.
Amen.
An idea that will make your business begin to escalate.
Amen.
An idea that will bring you to the limelight.
Amen.
Receive wisdom and favor for prosperity.
I receive it.
Receive wisdom and favor for prosperity.
I receive it.
Receive wisdom and favor for prosperity.
I receive it.
In this month of October, you will begin to increase.
Amen.
November, you will continue to increase.
Amen.
In December, you would have been prosperous.
Amen.
You will enter the coming year with money in your hands.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Every attack on the work of your hands,
Jesus,
because of the spirit of poverty,
Jesus,
I command that attack to break down.
Amen.
I release the anointing of God upon every hand. Stretch forth your hands. I ask that your hands are blessed.
Amen.
I ask that your hands are favored.
Amen.
I ask that your hands are blessed.
Amen.
I ask that your hands are favored.
Amen.
As a prophet of God, what I say will happen. I declare that these hands in front of me are blessed hands.
Amen.
They 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 are fruitful hands.
Amen.
Whatever you touch will work.
Amen.
Whatever you touch will work.
Amen.
Nothing will be spoiled in your hands.
Amen.
Nothing will die in your hands.
Amen.
Nothing will spoil your hands.
Amen.
Nothing will die in your hands.
Amen.
Nothing will spoil your hands.
Amen.
Nothing will die in your hands.
Amen.
Nothing will spoil your hands.
Amen.
Receive the spirit of fruitfulness.
I receive it.
Receive the spirit of increase.
I receive it.
And prosperity.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543 248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.